for this opportunity. We want to keep Brother Gibbs in our prayers as he is away, that God would bless him as he travels, and that God would bless the word that he will be preaching as he travels, that God in all things would be glorified, and of course that he would be, Brother Gibbs would be safe while he is away. Tonight, I know we have some extracurricular activities that are to occur, and we are going to celebrate our graduating seniors tonight. And they have are certainly worthy of celebration and honor, and to extol upon them for their accomplishments. But we also know that God is worthy, and we want to give him the honor that he is due. But as someone said, it doesn't have to take all night for you to do that. And so I'm going to try to be as cognizant of time as I can. Tonight, I want us to consider Matthew chapter 5. And I'm hoping tonight that we can share something that would be beneficial to all, but specifically for our seniors as they prepare to transition to another state in life. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13, as we continue on this study of the profound teachings of Jesus and in the master's class, I thought Matthew chapter 5 had some things for us to consider. Matthew 5, 13, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. A status change. A status change. I believe that it is important that each of us, and especially those who are our graduates, know that Jesus expects his followers to change and influence the world. Jesus expected his followers to change the whole world. They were to bless and benefit the whole earth. And as I considered this text tonight, I noticed that the appropriation of our status, and then I want to just focus on the application of our status. I like the status that's given because of the one who gives it. Jesus is the teacher, And you would know that multitudes are following Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 25, it says, "And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis, from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan." That indicates that he has a great following and a great appeal to the masses. And Jesus, when he saw the multitudes in verse number 1 of chapter 5, the Bible says he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Jesus saw the multitude, and the multitude is following him because in verse 24 of chapter 4, the Bible says, "And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them." And so the multitude is following him because of what they see Jesus doing for them. But we need to understand that just because one is in the multitude does not make one a disciple of Jesus Christ. You have many in the multitude, but the multitude does not make up all of his disciples. And so Jesus calls his disciples to him, and he begins to teach them. And he goes through those beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Then he says, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." But the thing about it is, those who were following him were those who were diseased, tormented, demon-possessed, lunatics, sick with the palsy. And he looks at these former disabled, disfigured, diseased individuals, and he says, "You are no longer a lunatic. You are no longer demon-possessed. You are no longer sick with the palsy. What you are is the salt of the earth. Your status has been changed." And I got something to say about that. When God says, this is God the Son who's saying to those former invalids, that your status has been changed. You are no longer what you used to be. You no longer what you used to look like. You are now the salt of the earth,
and the light of the world. And I just believe if we could ever get into our minds that we are no longer what we used to be and stop reveling at the pool of our infirmities and get into what God has called us to be, I think we'd be a lot better. Let me calm down here. I'm just supposed to give you all a thought tonight. They have a status change. Jesus wants them to know it doesn't take being the cream of the crop to be the salt and the light. Oh, you don't have to have all the trappings of academia and sitting in the synagogues and around the Pharisees to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The mere fact that I'm telling you that you are ought to be enough. And I don't know if we really believe what God has told us that we are. And these seniors who are about to graduate, you need to know that you're not just the salt of Greenville Avenue. You're not just the salt of your high school, but the whole world needs you. The whole world needs us. They need the people of, and we've got to get this mindset that is much bigger than your neighborhood. It's much bigger than your community. It needs to start there, but we got to have this mindset that the whole world benefits when I'm around. You can't live without salt. Your body is made up of sodium. Some of us put too much in, but you got to have sodium. And life cannot exist without light. If the sun stopped shining, we would all freeze. Life could not exist. I know the grass gets green because of the good rain, but if the sun never shined on the grass, photosynthesis would not take place. Two things that were important to life that Jesus says that his followers are. Jesus says, the words which I speak. John 6 and verse number 63, the words which I speak, that they are spirit and they our life. If the spirit goes out of a man, he has no more life. Everything that we are is appropriated by Christ. He is the one who changes our status. Jesus would tell his disciples in John 15 and verse number 3, he said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. In other words, I'm changing your status, and now you are clean. to the words which I have spoken. Now, I've heard this said, you know, some people say, well, I'm looking for where the disciples were baptized. Well, Jesus said, I'm changing your status to the word which I have spoken. You are clean through my word. And the more we stay with the teachings of Jesus, the more our life is going to be transformed. The psalmist asks, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The answer to the question was by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalms 119 and verse number 9. Jesus changed our status when we followed his word. When we took him at his word, when he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and we obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, we who were the servants of sin became the servants of righteousness. He changed our status when we took him at his word. And then even at the conclusion of this Sermon on the Mount, he says in Matthew 7, verse number 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man. You cannot remain a fool whenever you are following the word of God. He said, I liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Jesus is saying to you, you can remain a fool or you can get wise. The only thing you have to do is take me at my word. Obey my word. When you hear my word, I can change your status. I can remove you from the foolish and put you with the wise. Jesus wants them to know that you got to function as the salt of the earth. You got to function as the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. A light is no good under a bushel, but where it was intended to be, and that's on a candlestick. And it giveth light to all the house that are in the house. He is saying, now I want you to use your function. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, glorify your Father which is in heaven. I put you here to be salt of the earth. I want you to be an influence to the world. I want you to give flavor to the world. I want you to create thirst for the world. I also want you to be a light. You cannot hide. In other words, I don't want people saying about you, I did not know that you were a child of God. I want you to shine. I want you to so shine. When I looked up that term, so shine, it made reference to a torch. And torches lead the pack. Torches aren't in the back. Brothers and sisters, we are the torch that the world needs to see. They'll never see it if we keep putting our lights under bushels. Wondered, what does this mean now? That we got to get out there and do some good works. Ephesians, Paul says that God created us for good works. We should walk in them. When we understand that our status has been changed, it means that we got to get out there and preach the gospel to every creature. We cannot hide our lights and we cannot close our mouths. The world needs guidance, and that guidance has been placed in God's people. So we must adhere to the Great Commission. But not only do we need to get out there and teach the world, but we also got to show the world how to live. We got to show them what holiness looks like. Holiness looks like when you go to the prom, it doesn't look like everybody else who goes. Your dress doesn't look. What I'm saying is, we are called to be lights to the world and show them. I know you cool. It's all right to be cool. But be cool for Christ. You can be cool and invite someone to church in a cool way. I don't know how you do it cool, but you figure it out because you're the cool one. I know this senior class is looking forward to their status change. They looking forward when they sit in that auditorium. And the principal tells them, take your tassel and move it over to the status change. You are now a graduate. I remember looking forward to that change. I remember looking forward to leaving home. Status change. No longer have to ask mom and daddy about what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it. Status change, because now you become an adult and you get to call some of the shots. You don't get to call all of them until you start paying for the shots that you call. But you look forward to that status change from high school to college, from undergrad to grad, from single to married, from husband and become now a father. Wife becomes a mother. You look forward to these status changes in your life. Some of y'all look so much forward to it, you put it on Facebook every couple of days and you're changing your status. But you look forward. I don't know whether you look forward or not, but that's a time to look forward to the status change. But our status as the salt of the earth and the light of the world ought to be one that we hold very highly. I know it ought to pale in comparison to graduating high school. But you have your status has been changed for you to be a status changer. In other words, God changed your status so that you can help others change their status. It's our job to help every man everywhere come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're trying to change victims to victors, the failures to the faithful, and the conquered to the conquerors, because we know Jesus. Move people from the pool of infirmity to the house of healing. God needs his people to use what he has given them. And he says, so that when men see your good works, what they're going to do is glorify your Father. They're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Glorify just simply means they're going to extol. They're going to admire. They're going to honor God because of what they saw in you. They're going to esteem God because of what they saw in you. When they see how you serve and how you are helpful, they're going to ask a question, what is it about this boy that makes him such a person that when something needs to be done, he is eager and willing to do it? When you tell him, I'm a child of God, I knew it all the time. Something special about that young man, something special about that young lady. They are going to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. You graduate and you go on off to college and all these other places you're going to go. Let men and women see the status change that has taken place in your life. Not so you'll get the glory. Not so they'll speak well of you, and they will, but ultimately you want to point them to the goodness and the grace and mercy of God Almighty. If you're here, you're not a child of God. Jesus came to this earth so that he could change your status. He says, no longer do I want you to be lost in your sins, but I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And the question tonight is, have you given your life to Jesus? Is he in complete and total control? If you haven't surrendered to him, would you be willing tonight to humble yourself enough to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, to repent of your sins, to confess Christ before men, to be baptized for the remission of your sins? And Jesus himself writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, your status forever changed because of the goodness and grace of God. If you're here, you're a child of God, but you haven't been living up to the expectation that God has for you. He changed your status so that you could be a status changer and not be one who is blown with every wind of doctrine. And you're in and out and back and forth. God says, I've come that you can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If you're here, you stand subject to the invitation. Won't you come as we stand, as we sing the song of encouragement?
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you.